As we take a look at Friday's market action, I want to welcome aboard Craig Bolanos. He is with Risk Wealth Management, and he joins us here for his thoughts on what's going on. Hey, Craig, good to have you with us here on a Friday morning. Of course, everybody kind of on pins and needles about a statement that's supposedly coming out from, the leader of Hezbollah or something like that. And I mean, it's weird that he's getting more attention than our own president, the way it seems.
Yeah, I think it's a bit disappointing that those who are out there doing the saber rattling are, you know, catching the spotlight. But economically, just to talk about that for a moment, This has been a week of Goldilocks economic data. I don't want to oversell it, but the truth is, you know, the last 90 days have been nothing short of brutal. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we saw these markets all across the spectrum drop to what I call multi-month lows. But again, that wasn't because of some fundamental economic deterioration. It was because of Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, the geopolitical risk that came in. But seeing thus far that the conflict hasn't elevated above what we thought, we've had a good backdrop here the last couple of days ever since the Fed meeting, and it looks like we're getting more as the Goldilocks job report came in 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, give me some details on that. What were the numbers this time around, and how did that compare to what the average trade guess was for it?
Sure. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's been a weird. You know, I tell Scott all the time, the cow guy, I say, hey, if you're betting on jobs data, you're going to bet on the over, because every single month we've been printing as many as 236,000 jobs. It's had me like scratching my head, like where are all these jobs coming from? But Today, the numbers came in at 150,000. That's 150,000 jobs for the month of October. We were expecting 170. So someone listening right now is going to say, oh, isn't that bad that it came in less than expected? No, it's actually good, because what we need to see to finally break the back of this horrific inflation that's got everybody up in arms, myself included, is we need to slow down the robust pace of the jobs market, and dropping the non-farm payroll number, increasing the unemployment rate from 3.8 to 3.9%, which is where we're at now. It's actually good news coming on the other side of Spooky Friday and Spooky Halloween.
So do you think that's enough ammunition to get the Fed to back off on raising interest rates here before the end of the year yet?
I think this week so far is a reminder, and it's weird because we all want this, but for some reason we don't want to accept it. Number one, it's a reminder that the soft landing is more probable. The hard landing is possible. To your point directly, I think the Federal Reserve is likely done hiking rates. This unemployment data today further supports that the Fed is likely done hiking rates. And I don't know about you, that's good for everybody I know, because one of these days I got to turn in my Chevy Silverado, you know, half-ton pickup truck, and I don't want to be borrowing at an 8.5% to 9% car loan, would you?
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah, mortgages are what now nationally?
8 to 8 and an eighth. I mean, that's a big number. Now, I mean, I remember the first condo my best friend in life, also known as my wife, Leslie, and I bought together. It was 8 7/8. And I'm sure there's people listening now who go, oh, I paid 14-15%. That's nothing. It's all relative. I think what's important for you and I to express to everybody is rates have come back to a place of normalization. It feels foreign, because we lived for a decade and a half under this zero rate interest policy, but I celebrate money markets paying what they are. I celebrate treasuries paying what they are. And for investors who want some level of safe money in the bond market, these are the best starting yields we've had in a long time. So if you're not leveraged and you don't have to borrow up, this is actually good news for a lot of Americans.
Well, and, you know, for our audience, that also translates into very large operating notes out there in farm country. You know, every year, I mean, you may be talking seven digits or more that have to be borrowed to get the crops in the ground, take care of the livestock and everything. I mean, it's a huge money operation these days to keep things working. And it's a tremendous difference in payments between 3% interest and 8 1/8. I mean, if you're looking at a mortgage, doesn't that translate into at least double the payments now?
Well, you know, at this point in time, too, I mean, I have to say this. There's no doubt for the independent business owner, the business owner, the farmer, the people who feed the world, those who have a tremendous amount of operating leverage, because it takes money to get all of this into the ground. I don't want to diminish the fact that, yes, that higher cost to borrow slows the profit margins. There's no doubt. It's unnerving. It's scary. But you know what? People did it. They did it in the 70s. They somehow got through it in the 80s. They got through it in the 90s. And I just think you don't bet against the American consumer. You never bet against the American farmer. People are going to find a way to thread this needle and navigate through to do what it is that they need to do. But your finger's on the pulse of those that are often listening, and I don't want to deny what you said.
What do you say to the folks that look at that jobs number and they say, okay, that data was collected back when we were in the full throes of these strikes, massive strikes across the U.S., and if they are actually getting resolved, the number would actually be a lot better than that, showing a stronger economy than what's reflected in that report today.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the truth is, you know, these numbers are always subject to revision. I want to disclose that. The numbers always get revived.
I hate that.
But, you know, I said it in my, I know, you wish you, it's like, you know, can't you count the beans right the first time? It doesn't be that hard. You know, I mean, but the truth is, we've been running so hot for so long. Actually, seeing a print come under expectations, I mean, truthfully, I might be a little bit too old to actually send my list to Santa Claus, but today's number would have been on my list of what I want for Christmas. So, you know, we'll see where we go.
It takes so little to make Craig happy. Craig, I appreciate you joining us here on a Friday. Thanks for explaining all that stuff that took place this morning and what it all means. Now we'll see how the markets react here in a little bit. That's Craig Bolanos with us. He's with Risk Wealth Management, and it's always good to talk with him on Friday mornings. We'll pause here. We'll come back, and we'll have more Commodity Wrap after this.